Hier wird wieder mal versucht, eine Seite der DDR zu verunglimpfen.
Heike Radwan from the Berlin-based Amadeo Antonio Foundation is reading comments by visitors to the exhibition in its early stages. Here's just another example of GDR bashing, writes one visitor. And as a former GDR citizen, I find such accusations unacceptable. This exhibition doesn't add anything valuable to people's knowledge, says another. These quotes show just how emotive the debate has been that the display has triggered among Germans. In fact, many Eastern Germans still find it hard to believe that anti-Semitism was given any room at all in a state that used to call itself anti-fascist. But Heike Radwan and the head of the Antonio Foundation, Annetta Kahane, point out that in communist East Germany there never was a genuine debate about the causes of anti-Semitism, neither immediately after World War II nor later, meaning that fighting it was impossible and, as it turned out, not wanted either.
1945, it wasn't just the finishing of anti-Semitism. People who believed in Hitler just didn't change. Attitudes just went on. So it did plop up afterwards again.
The idea that an ideological attitude prevents people from hating others is kind of ridiculous. The German people were very anti-Semitic after the war, and the east part of this territory was not free from all the sentiments and all this heritage. And just to say, well, from now on, everybody in the German Democratic Republic in the east part of Germany is excused and will swear he'll never be anti-Semitic anymore, that's okay for us, so let's start our work and build up a communist state. This is ridiculous.
In minute detail, the show provides one piece of evidence after another showing how anti-Semitic the GDR really was. From anti-Jewish trials and party purges in the 1950s to the desecration of the remainders of Jewish cemeteries and a clear state-administered hatred against Israel, finding expression in the military training of Palestine terror groupings in East Germany, and much more, Annetta Kahane explains.
There are some characteristics projected on the Jews that don't go very well with the communist idea. Jews are blamed to be the capitalist person, the bank manager, the guy with money. The Jew is something like somebody who is not honest, who is not working on the, not very down to earth. He is a betrayer. Well, it's all the stereotypes. And of course, the Jew was blamed as a cosmopolitan figure. So cosmopolitanism is something that was the symbol for, it was the opposite of what the socialist parties wanted.
Heike Radwan points out that the research for the exhibition was done mostly by school children who interviewed local residents. And although the kids may have been inexperienced, they managed to do a better job than many adults would have.
Just imagine I would have gone there, even though I do come from the East. It wouldn't have worked out. People wouldn't have talked to me. They would not. It took like about 4 months as well for those kids who come from this town to talk to their parents, to talk to their grandparents. They were standing in front of the shopping mall and took interviews with people from the town, and they didn't get an answer for about 4 months, and I thought, oh well, we just don't finish this research. And young people are very open-minded, and they are not very much ideologic, so I would say that was the best thing to do.
Heike Radwan is alluding there to research done in the town of Hagenow, where the youngsters had a hard time finding out where the former Jewish cemetery had gone. In the end, they found this resident willing to speak. The tombstones were very heavy, he said. They came in handy when we were laying the foundations of a garage. Looking back at the exhibition's stay in Prora, local historian Susanna Misgajski thinks it was worthwhile.
I think it was a success. Many people who were there stayed very long there, and sometimes 1 hour. They were very interested. It was a new aspect for them.
I think it's very good to see this topic dealt with in an exhibition, this visitor told me. Where would you find information about this at all? At least, I hadn't seen any coverage about this before. Of course, I can imagine that there was anti-Semitism in the GDR, said another visitor, but the defunct state didn't talk about it much so that the masses were not confronted with it. It's a pity, though, that the exhibition is located in such a remote corner. We ourselves stumbled upon it by chance. Historian Susanna Misgajski says the exhibition was never just an abstract concept for her. You don't have to look very far from Pora to come across signs of anti-Semitism in the GDR.
We have a regional historical background to this topic. In 1953, there was a special action in the GDR called Aktion Rose. And in this time, many owners of hotels at the east coast and of the Baltic Sea lost their houses. And many of them came into the prison.
That expropriation drive also affected a Jewish resident who, during a show trial, had to endure much anti-Semitic propaganda at the hands of the judges. He was handed down a much longer prison term than the non-Jewish victims of the campaign. The organizers of the exhibition on anti-Semitism in the GDR have also been thinking about making it accessible to people outside Germany. Plans are currently taking shape to take it to some big cities in the United States as of 2012. Hardy Graupner, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prora.